The Prime Minister's new Friday sittings of Parliament began today, but the start of business was anything but auspicious. Parliament erupted into chaos as the Coalition tested the rules for the sittings. It got so bad that the Speaker of the House resorted to suspending Parliament for 15 minutes to cool the political tempers. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Coalition MPs are calling it an RDO. That's Rudd's day off. Politicians arriving at Parliament this morning gave a hint of what was to come. Liberal MP Michael Johnson.
Oh, look, I think it's kind of like an animal farm, you know. Some animals are more equal than others. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. It's Parliament. I fought a tough campaign to be here. I just wonder why the Executive won't be here and the Prime Minister won't be here.
That was perhaps a prophetic description of what was about to unfold. While it was Mr Rudd's idea to keep the lower house open on Fridays, he wasn't present for the first sitting today. Instead, Mr Rudd and his Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, travelled to Walgett in New South Wales to see the Indigenous housing crisis for themselves. They had invited the Liberals' leader, Dr Brendan Nelson. He rejected the offer, saying he was required in Parliament.
Well, Australians are going to spend $1 million today having the Parliament here. I've got questions for Mr Rudd and his ministers about the impact of climate change on petrol and power bills, but Mr Rudd and his government are not here.
The sitting day started nicely enough with Malcolm Turnbull.
I rise this morning to talk about important election commitments.
But it soon descended into a tit-for-tat on motions, divisions and deferred votes.
On this historic RDO Rudd day off, I wish to... And I notice, Mr Speaker...
Order, being 9:15, the time for member statements has concluded. Order... The member for Moncrief will resume his seat.
Liberal Steve Chobo then tried to suspend the business of the House to ensure there would be question time today.
At 12 p.m. each and every Friday that this House sits, the Speaker shall interrupt the business before the House and call on questions without notice for a period of 1 hour and 30 minutes. Mr Speaker, this is an important suspension
order,
of standing orders.
Parliamentary Secretary.
I move that the member no longer be heard.
But Mr Chobo found himself effectively under a government gag.
The Parliamentary Secretary.
Mr Speaker, I move that the member no longer be heard.
Order. The question is that the member be no longer heard. All those of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no.
No.
I think the ayes have it.
Yes.
Division required.
Yes.
In accordance with Standing Order 133, the division is deferred until the commencement of the next sitting.
Under the provisions of Parliament, the opposition tried repeatedly to have question time reinstated. Joe Hockey is the chief tactician for the opposition.
This place is turning into a farce because specifically the government has failed to make the Prime Minister and ministers accountable to this House and accountable to the Australian people for their actions.
Deputy Leader Julie Bishop tried to add her voice, and in an embarrassment for Speaker Harry Jenkins, he mistakenly called for a vote, something banned under the Friday rules.
This is an embarrassing farce on the part of the government.
The Deputy Leader of the Opposition will resume her seat. The Deputy Leader will resume her seat. The Leader of the House.
I move the member be no longer heard.
Order. The question is that the member be no longer heard. The ayes will pass to the right of the chair, the noes to the left. Oh, sorry.
And before long, Steve Chobo was tossed out of the House of Representatives.
Because of the gross disorderly conduct of the member, I ask the sergeant to remove the member. I ask the sergeant to remove the member.
The sergeant of arms escorted the member for Moncrief, Steve Chobo, from the chamber, angering the opposition. Joe Hockey tried to raise a point of order. Instead, he was instructed to sit down when Tony Abbott got to his feet. And listen carefully as he accuses the Speaker of acting dishonourably.
You are obliged under the standing orders to hear him out, and it was quite improper of you.
The member for Warringah will resume your seat. The member for Warringah will resume your seat.
Speaker, you are acting dishonourably.
The member for Warringah will remove himself from the chamber.
Opposition MPs who tried challenging orders to suspend politicians from the House were confronted with these tactics, led by the Leader of Government Business, Anthony Albanese.
I move that the member be suspended from the House.
Order. The question is that the member be suspended from the services of the House. All those of that opinion say aye.
You get the idea. Challenges are put to a vote, which is then deferred until Monday. It's probably not what the Prime Minister had in mind for his Friday sittings. the Speaker, Harry Jenkins, ended up calling a timeout.
Order. The Chair will be resumed in 15 minutes.
The Australian House of Representatives and your taxpayer dollars at work.
Sabra Lane reporting from Canberra.